Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you are. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoded in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. You can ask any question that you want, but I encourage you to pick the one that's the biggest in your mind. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we open up the phone lines after the first break. We have an exciting class coming up on April 30th from 1 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. You can attend either on telephone or in person. And this is Mastering Manifesting Miracles, the how-to guide to living your wildest dreams. And when we think of miracles, many of us believe that only saints or ascended masters can create them. Miracles. The truth is that there are blueprints within our energy field that allow all of us to create miraculous lives or to live a life of our wildest dreams. What blocks most people from experiencing miraculous lives is us. It's old mental programming and belief systems that are deeply ingrained within us. When we get through the emotional issues that we have around money, abundance, success, we also have to address the spiritual beliefs around miracles, abundance. For example, money's the root of all evil. And so the good news is that there are blueprints that are literally pathways for you to get bypass these old programs. We can transmute and clear out these energy blocks, allowing you the ability to live a miraculous life. We're going to be covering how to live a miraculous life and change your views on what a miracle is, the importance of energetic flexibility. I've been using that word a lot this year, and we really are embracing and being encouraged to understand what energetic flexibility is, stepping beyond our rigid programming, our core belief systems, our generational patterns, our deep belief systems. And the key is to release, remove the blocks. It is the key to remove the blocks and realigning to your original blueprints. Understanding what your, quote, heart signature is. That's a word I use that I came up with my guides show me, and I'm going to really talk to you about what it is, what it means, and it's the key to understanding and connecting with and being able to manifest. When you understand what that is, you can manifest very quickly. We're going to address blocks at a spiritual level, a mental level, emotional level, and a physical level, reactivating ancient connections with the pineal gland, the thymus, the tailbone. And then we're also going to talk about the sacred three mirrors, how they reflect, deflect, or project our heart's desires or our heart signatures or our worst nightmares and fears, blocking us from living a miraculous life. And we're going to finish it with an ancient entombment to open up your miraculous pathways and allow you to create and live a miraculous life. So to register for that, you could email union1111@yahoo.com or call 1-860-887-1201. And again, that's on Saturday, April 30th from 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All participants receive a booklet of the information so you continue to work with it and also an MP3. So if you're not available that day, you still can attend the class. You also get the ID number if you're listening by the class, or if you attend in person, you can still listen to it over and over again. So if you can't make it, you can still listen to it. And for those people that sign up early on KKNW, say to my assistant, Wendy, that you heard it on KKNW, you get an extra $5 off. So $5 off of $33 is quite the deal by signing up early. We also have the Mini Light Stream Lives, and that's where I gather 10 people at max, 10 people from 6 to 9 p.m. on April 22nd. And everyone gets a reading. Everyone receives a reading. A lot of people that are, if you call in by the phone, I take, I'll take you first so you don't have to stay on the phone for the 3 hours from the 6 to 9. But a lot of times people decide to hang on because when I'm giving messages to other people, they get messages too. So those are the Mini Light Stream Lives, and the next one is Friday, April 22nd. And again, that's 6 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. The next gathering, and those are very popular, is May 6th. So every Friday, the first Friday of the month, I try to do it, is from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, is where we gather, either in person or on telephone. And we start this circle, and a lot of people that are joining really like the energy of it. And again, if they happen to be busy that Friday, they listen to the record, and this is where we talk about the information, what's happening right now, the energetic shifts, how they're affecting all of us on that micro level, that macro level, and a universal level. We're all being affected by the energy shifts and how to live an empowered life as we're going through this real time of change right now. How do we step above out of the fear and be able to really hold your mastery? Then I read everybody, as far as all the participants, what their energy, their personal energy grids are showing me at that time. So everyone gets like a little mini reading. And then toward the end, we do these opening attunements and opening the blocks and the theme of the night. So those are the gatherings. The next one is April 22nd, Friday. May 6th. Mercury is in retrograde, so I got to re-look at everything I'm doing. May 6th. So if you know that one a little bit earlier, and it's from 7 to 9. And we have them scheduled again. The one after that is on June 3rd, 7 to 9. Eastern Standard Time. And again, if you're not able to attend, because some people say, how can you read my energy if I'm not able to attend that night? All you have to do is either ask me something, a question, or I just read your energy. You don't have to ask me a question, and it will be on the telecast, the MP3 that you receive. So if, again, you're not available, you shoot me just, you know, your name, and I'll just do a reading of your energy field of what blocks are in your energy field right now, a lot like I do on the shows when people call in. Or if you ask a certain question, I'll give you the read on that. So those are called the gatherings. And, again, we have those scheduled all the way till June, the next one, May 6th. We also have a free telecast that you could listen to, and we have this on the Internet, so you could listen to how to transformational guidance for your own transformational use. And this class has already taken place, but it really gives you information and how to work with the current energy shifts and how they're affecting all of us on that universal level, that earth level, that person level. And then I'll answer questions that were emailed by you, the listeners. And then I'll end the class with the energetic alignment that helps you hold a higher vibration. So a lot of people are calling the recall number, and you could get that by emailing union at 1111@yahoo.com. And or calling us at 860-887-1201. And you get the pin number is right on the Internet, so you don't even have to call us with that. So they have the phone number right on it, and you get all the information, and you could re-listen to it. And people are listening to it over and over again. We have the flower essences, the box flower essences, and also the bush flower essences. And if anybody's not familiar with the flower essences, box flower remedy has been around for a long time. A lot of people know the rescue remedy. It's a combination of several different flower essences. And they really help on a vibrational level, physically, mentally, emotionally. And what I do is I read your energy field, and I come up with a formula that is exactly for you, what you need at this time. And so we're having a special $5 off. It's usually $20 for the formula. And it's really economical because I'll use anywhere from five to seven different essences. And I have two essences to choose from, the Australian bush or the box flower remedy. And again, I see which one aligns with your energy more. And people have had amazing results. Anybody that ever tried it, they took advantage of the $5 off special, and they've used the essences. All you need is a couple drops of either underneath your tongue, you take it orally, or in your water, and that's it for the day. And so people that have tried it, they keep on coming back because they've noticed the shift. I've gotten so many emails that they said they can't believe how powerful these remedies are. And part of it is because these flower essences help us bring us back to balance. Just think of nature. It's in balance. The birds don't resist it. The trees don't hold on to their leaves and resist change. And so nature teaches us a lot. And so every one of these essences address different parts of the energy field. And so then me reading their energy field to see where you have the blocks, they have a profound shift on a physical level, emotional level, mental level, and spiritual level. So those are that's called your essence, uniquely designed for you. They're $5 off. And again, for any information, you could email union1111@yahoo.com or give us a call at 860-887-1201. We also offer parties to go. So if you ever want to have a gathering of friends and people that you want to do readings, and this, again, can be a telecast. I'm doing a group of people in Canada, several sisters that are getting together. And so this is where I'll do readings for people. And so if you're locally, I'll travel to your place. Or if you live further away, I'm in the Connecticut and the East Coast. So we can do it either telephone or in person. And people, again, like that. They like the personal readings in their own environment. And again, even if it's in the telephone, we still create the circle, sacred circle, just again, like on the phone. It doesn't matter where I am. I can still tap into your energy field. People like that. So those are the party to go things that we're doing. We also have the remote readings, and for this month, for the 20-minute readings, we have $20 off. For the 30-minute readings, we have $30 off. So just think 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes, 30. And the remote readings are where you don't have to be on the phone. You can just sign, either ask me questions, or again, I'll read your energy field, see where your blocks are. I tape it, I send it out to you, and I also give you different energetic attunements that are exactly for your energy field. This is also a balancing. It's not only reading, it's a balancing. I prefer the word balancing instead of healing, because I think healing gives us some sort of thing like I'm better than people, or healers have a special power, where it's all about balance. The more balance we are in, the more life flows, and the more we have much more flow in every aspect of our life. So we really want to get ourselves in balance. So the remote readings, again, you don't have to be in person, and you receive information. And these are very popular, too, because people like the flexibility of not having to be on the other end. They understand they're getting energy work the whole time, and they get the attunement, where I've had people say that they've worked with the tools that I've given them, and they've had profound shifts, where people that have been unemployed for 2-3 years got a job, that they have found the love of their life, that they healed some things. One person who had 7 miscarriages got pregnant, and I'm not saying I did it. I'm saying that in partnership, when we remove the blocks and then you consider to work with the tools, you did it yourself. It's like you got yourself back in balance to really let those miracles, those wildest dreams come through. So those are the remote readings. And also I do in live in-person readings. And for half-hour readings, we're doing $25 off, and hour readings, we're doing $50 off. That's the month of April special. So those are the specials that we have, and that's what's coming up. And we're going to go to our break and open up the phone lines. So we'll be back in a few. You listen to The Carol Connor Show.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Herbal adaptogens de-stress and energize. Ginseng, licorice root, holy basil are just a few of these powerful herbs studied for their protective effects on the adrenal glands and other systems during stress. Taken over a period of 1 to several months on a consistent basis, these herbs can increase immune function and energy levels, balance hormones, and help reverse damaging effects of long-term stress. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we have got open phone lines, so you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Will do, and it's always a pleasure to have you on here, Carrie.
Thank you, Benny.
You're
I was
welcome.
Just going to say, you're always a great backup guy. You're my main man.
I was waiting for it. I was like, ooh, the suspense.
You're the main
say?
Man.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you know, I'm kind of the glue that holds everything together.
Yes,
here, so.
You are. Yes, you are. You're not the backup man. You're the main man.
Oh, thank you. I you know, can step into different roles.
Yes,
when,
you
when offered. So,
the man who wears many hats.
Thank you, and I try to.
Yes, you do.
Galadriel is called in from Oak Harbor, Washington. She's going through some health challenges there, Carrie, so she's wondering what she, you see for her. So, Galadriel, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Hi. Thanks, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
I'm having trouble breathing.
Trouble breathing?
And that doesn't make for much energy or life force. I've used box flowers for many years. Mm-hmm. I just don't know where to turn anymore. I've gone to a regular medical doctor, mm-hmm. but I just have such a struggle with them. They don't get me, you know.
Right.
And they just
know, it's really interesting. When I'm looking at your energy field, when I turn you sideways, it looks like your third chakra. It looks like it's like 9.5+ months pregnant. So it's pushing up against your lungs. And it's really, and I go back to even last 5 years and the last 5 months, I'm seeing 555s running. So I think this is a major turning around for you point. And there's also, very synchronistically, I found yesterday this salt inhaler where a lot of times we're used to the neti pots for our noses where they, you put the thing. They have these things out that you use it and it clears your, use the Himalayan pink salts and you use them for respiratory and they break up bronchitis, they break up the, kind of respiratory stuff and all kind of allergies. I don't have any of that, but I was drawn to get that for myself yesterday and I know it helps clearing the bronchi and all that other stuff. So I would look up that. It's called the salt air inhaler. And again, it works with the pink Himalayan salt that replaces a lot of the minerals that we don't receive from the earth anymore because we've been taking so much out of the earth. And so that's the first thing I'm seeing that I would recommend you to look into. And if you have any questions, just email me and I'll tell you all about it because
okay.
I'm putting it in your energy field and I see your lungs already expanding. So that's working on the physical level. But when I look in the another thing on energetic level, I just want to take your energy, your body, and put you like on a couch and have you bend over backwards, like on the edge of a couch and just like kind of hang your head a little bit and just like stretch your chest or even standing and just taking your arms out and stretching and just like giving your lungs, the airways, to energy to breathe because that third chakra, what you want to do when something's looking that much pregnant, it's really literally pushing against your lungs. And when I look at your lungs, they look like an accordion. And when I get that, it's sideways and it's like going up and down. And when I'm asking your lungs, what's the theme here? They're talking on the right side of the lung. It says to me, right to life. So you're really dealing with core right to life issues, right to breathe even. And the left issue side, it has to do with deep grief. And so our body will start talking to us and so you want to look at right to life issues, right to a good life, a full breath life, and also grief issues, again, on that left lung. And so you could go through your body and just say, I'm releasing any issues that have to do with grief, any core issues that have to do with issues of right to life. I am alive. I am divine. I'm eternal. And just really rearranging the energy. And again, I keep on seeing all the fives around you, and that's all the number of, think of through now through May, so we're already in April, and so through the month of May, that you can really turn this around. And has this really been tightening in the last 5 weeks, last 5 months?
More than that, even though, I've resisted using an asthma inhaler, and I finally succumbed to that because I just couldn't breathe.
Right.
And that was probably, it's been maybe a year.
Okay. All right. And energetically, when you're, I also go down to your root chakra, and you're showing me from 5 years old to 7 years old is when there's a crack in your energetic foundation. And I'm seeing your legs getting split in half. So at best where the root cause of this right-to-life issues and grief is. And so think of taking that your aspects from 5 to 7. There's hundreds of thousands of little U's that are within your energy field that is contracted. And think of taking her, like imagine those aspects lining up and coming over your head, but it's a dryer vent over your head. And you're taking the whole aspect, the holy aspect, the divine aspect, and leaving the disorder, the dis-ease or the theme, right to life or deep grief, is you're transmuting it, and that will help you too, because what you're doing is embracing it. It's a soul retrieval technique where you're taking that 5 to 7-year-old because she feels, again, her foundation, your foundational energy, your root, your home had a big crack in it at that age. So, and especially as you went out to the outside world, it felt like it was a cold, hard place. So it's doing those energy techniques would help you, and I do give out free energy techniques, and so all I have to do is email union1111@yahoo.com, and that's for anybody, and that I encourage you to really get in the habit of grounding in particular, because that's going to help that that third chakra deliver itself, because part of the lower chakras are all contracted. It looks like it's almost like a tailbone that's got all the way buttoned up to the third chakra, so the energy can't flow down as much, and so then it gets all congested in the chest, and then the energy is like acts like that accordion thing. So the techniques will literally help you feel like you could take a deep breath, and anytime you could just, again, expand your arms, have your like shoulder blades almost touch, and have your neck back in particular, you're literally retraining those meridians there to open up. And again, we could go to core life issues and really getting rid of old grief, ancient grief, and especially when it goes down to that 5 to 7-year-old. Okay?
Is there a specific Bach flower remedy to help me overcome familial thoughts about poverty?
Well, the first one I'm seeing for your energy right now was oak, and it might not. That's the first one that came up, and also aspen is coming up for you, and that's it's really addressing on the right side. And you might go for a core thing of poverty, but your body's saying that oak and aspen would be really good for you right now.
Bless you. Okay? Thank you so
You're
much,
welcome.
Gary.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We have a couple minutes before our next break. We're going to take Bryn. He's calling in from Somerville, Massachusetts, and he's thinking about taking on a certain type of therapy for himself, a new, like, avenue for himself, I guess. And we'll have Bryn explain a little further in detail. So, Bryn,
Hi.
Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's exactly
Hi,
going on?
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing, Bryn?
Good. Okay. I guess. I mean, I'm thinking of going to a practitioner that does this kind of therapy called matrix energetics.
Mm-hmm.
And it was founded by this doctor called Dr. Richard Bartlett, and I want to see what you pick up about it, because I feel it could help me work on some issues that have been, you know, sort of bouncing back inside of me all the time in my life and keeping me off track or whatever.
Right. I've heard good stuff about it. When I put it in your energy field, your third chakra really opened up really big, and actually it flowered into a lotus flower, so that would be really good. So I'd say go for it. Yeah. There's tons of techniques out, and everything resonates with different things with different people. So, and especially the way it opened up your third chakra, I'd say it was really good for you. And is it something that you could then turn around and be a practitioner of it?
Oh, I was just going to say they have a training in August in my neck of the woods, actually, that I think I'm interested in looking into, because I need something new in the kind of work I do, because I've been doing massage and foot reflexology for about over 20 years, and I like doing it, but sometimes I get a little bored.
Right.
And I need a new, maybe deeper way. Deeper, I guess, but different way of reaching people to help them. You know.
Right. And this year in particular, more and more people are understanding that we are energetic beings, and that we are even down to our physical body is all energy. And so, to address any issue, you have to look at it energetically. And so. People, I'm just watching and witnessing more and more people. It's like it's like dawning on them, or the veil is lifting, and they're really starting to understand that we learned it in fifth grade that we're all energy. We kind of forget it in fifth grade, you know, and, or fourth grade, and then we really have to address cleaning, cleansing, and taking care of our energy field. It's like not taking a shower or brushing our teeth, literally. And if when people take that, they're like, their eyes get really big, and I know it's a habit, and I know that's where they take, you know, to do post-its for people, but there's tons of things out there. So, and people are starting to get more and more drawn to them. So that you're feeling the pull toward it, and it's your energy field opened wide, then I'd absolutely go with them. You could add it to your repertoire.
Okay.
Absolutely. Especially if it's in your neck of the woods, and especially the way it opened up your third chakra, that would be hitting core issues for you. So I'm confirming that for you. And
it's a nice,
beautiful lotus flower, and it's bringing in a lot of yellow and gold energy, which would bring in golden opportunities, and a lot of pink for deep core forgiveness, and also really learning to unconditionally love yourself, Bryn, is what I'm seeing this is really getting into.
Yeah, I'm going to start. I'm going to call this practitioner tomorrow. And
Okay, very good. Well, I'm hearing my bells, and so I'm glad you're calling, and good luck to you there, and we're going to the next break, and we'll be back after a few.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Deep ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients, mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, contact reflex analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. You can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
We'll do. We'll take Julie now. She's calling in from Seattle, and she's been employed for the last couple years, and she's looking for a little guidance. So, Julie, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I'm kind of in a quandary. I've kind of started my business, but it seems to be not doing very successfully at this point. And so I'm running out of unemployment. I need a job. So that's what I'm calling about.
So you've been trying to do your own business as, is that what, am I understanding?
Yes.
Right?
Well, okay. Yeah, I've been kind of dabbling.
Because when I'm looking at the right side of your second chakra, it's like your energy is split, because part of it, so you're trying to go out there and expand in a business, but there's also, it kind of sounds like a paradox, but there's like this umbrella of unemployment hanging over you, right? And so
yeah.
Instead of thinking of it as I can't expand because I have unemployment, you know what I mean? That when the unemployment runs out, it could be where you could really start expanding, because then you don't have to kind of, there's literally an umbrella over your energy field. And I know a lot of people are doing that when they get unemployed. They're trying different things, and I know that they're afraid of, you know, making more money or whatever. And so think of it as, if you flip it around and look at it differently, because all of a sudden I'm seeing that you're feeling more free to have your business and to expand in your business and to really, I'm seeing legs and roots going into your business and really allowing it to expand, and that part of it's the umbrella is the unemployment thing. So I would not step away necessarily from the business, because there's, when your right side of your body is the way I read it, it's the male side, but it's also the energy that you're putting out to the world side right now. And and I'm watching roots, and they're really healthy roots, and so that's a good thing for you to do. So you understand what I'm saying, that you're going to feel more free and backed up, and so you want to look at it differently, that there's a sense of freedom of seeing you stepping, like taking three big steps when the unemployment runs out. You're open up your arms wide open. You're able to take a deep breath and say, ah, and then the roots open, and then all of a sudden you start getting more people, because part of the umbrella was blocking some of the business. Do you understand that? Because energetically, yeah. The laws of attraction does not, it's just so literal. It's like if we have an umbrella, it doesn't care what it is. It doesn't judge what it is. An umbrella is a block. You know what I mean? And so then it also goes back to just really core beliefs in the second chakra as far as things of self-worth. And so just think of in right to life issues. And so it's really affirming you have a right to life, for a wonderful life, an abundant life, a great life. And so I'm watching you having those core issues come up, which is very common this year in particular, but also when you're having a business. And so, and I know that there's deep patterns on your dad's side of the family that has to do with support and not feeling support, of feeling the rug getting pulled out of you. And so that would make the right chakra contract side of the energy field whenever it feels like its security or support is going to get pulled away. So when we flip away, we see stuff and realize that we are, our outside circumstances don't define us, that we are abundant, that we live in an abundant world, that it starts literally giving different messages and signals out to the universe, and all of a sudden things start opening up. And you can hear stories from rags to riches, that people do it consciously or unconsciously. It's when they flip that energetic switch that everything changes. So that's what I'm watching your energy feel, especially over the next 3 days, next 3 weeks, into the next 3 months. Of really expanding out in that business, having roots, and even having people come in that seems like partners, ready to, or partnerships, or I call them bridger kind of people. So you could help them, they could help you, you know, that kind of deal. So it could end up in some sort of partnership that you both support each other. And actually, I see two people, so it could be a total of three. So I would really get excited for that and put energy into going out there. Okay.
All right, fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Great. Thanks, Julie, for calling in. That leaves another line open here at the Kara O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll take Brittany now. She's calling in from Seattle. Also, she's creating her own blocks, or at least she may or may not be doing that. She's not sure. It's affecting her career and health lately. So, Brittany, welcome to the show. What's exactly going on? Explain a little more to Kara.
Hi there. Thank you for having me. Thank you. I'm starting a new project, a new job here soon, and it seems like every time I get ramped up and I'm in a great place, my health just you know, gives me a big shocker. I get pretty sick, and it's usually pretty serious. So I'm wondering, you know, it's a pattern now, so I'm wondering what in the world am I doing? Because it can't be coincidental that every time I'm, you know, getting to a successful place, I have some giant health news.
Well, I'm looking at your lower first, second, and third chakra. It looks like a pendulum, and it's going from, imagine the pendulum swinging, it's going into the sun, so think of that sun represents success, passion, excitement, and then all of a sudden it swings into, it looks like just this dark moon, and so that would be like the void energy, and so it's being able to anchor the energy in, because the core thing that has to do with a real fear of being annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally, if I go out and I step out and I have more success, and I'm like stepping in, it's like I'm seeing you as like lost in space. It used to be a show in, I think it was the 60s or 70s, where they were literally lost in space. They went to all of these different planets, and they had to figure out the terrain and whatever. Whenever I see that symbol, it's like a real core belief deep in your programming that has to do with if I step out or shine out more, or, again, put my energy out there more, bring this new project out to the world, that I feel like I don't have a grounding cord, and then the whole lower thrust foundational energies are swinging like a pendulum from back and forth, and that's why this health issue could be so severe. So I'd absolutely recommend for you to do grounding issues, and it really has to do with being, I'll be annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally if I bring this project out. The more I go out, and it's not only the project, it's actually the theme of this year, where a lot of people's worst fears or their deepest programming is being brought up to the surface for us to look at and then say, I'm done with this. And so in some of these programs that we've had have been even past life themes. And so think of this as a real theme of fear of being annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally. It has like a past life hangover energy to it. So that's an extra energy. And so when we, again, realize that we cannot be annihilated because we are eternal beings, we are a piece of God, source, creator, whatever that means to us, and that's who we really all are. We're having a human experience. The angels having a human experience. And really take it beyond a concept and take it into embodying that God force energy, whatever, that creator energy. Then all of a sudden you create this grounding cord, and you won't feel that pendulum energy that has to do with especially severe health stuff is telling me a lot of stuff about your root chakra. I could go on for hours and hours, but really do some grounding exercises. I came up with this new one that's very, very powerful, and I'm getting a lot of positive results from it. And so you could ask about the new grounding cord exercise. And that's, again, it's free, and anybody could ask for that. And it's profoundly helpful for us to ground into the earth, because it'll help that swinging of your foundational energies. Because when it does that, it affects the adrenals, it affects everything. So really do some grounding cord exercises. And really, you're learning to energetically feel supported and backed up. And that's what's so important for all of us, to be honest. So you could use a few techniques that are going to really help you. All right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you have a great, great afternoon.
Yeah, thanks very much, Brittany, for calling in. And that leaves, again, another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. And Carrie, we'll probably quickly go to one more, if that's okay with you.
All right,
let's take Catherine. She's calling in from Richmond, Virginia. She's looking for some advice connecting back up with a former boyfriend, or if that's even possible. So, Catherine, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I also want to ask about work, but I connected up with a boyfriend from high school, and, you know, there are difficulties, mm-hmm. you know, and he lives far away, and mm-hmm. I would have to move, and, you know, I wouldn't move without being married, but,
I'm going to say one thing, because it's really important for everybody right now, Catherine. Is that I'm seeing more and more of the last couple of years, and it seems like this year there's even more and more people. They're reconnecting with old loves, new loves, like people from the past, and that they a lot of it is unfinished business. That
I was afraid you would say that.
Yeah, a lot of times we're all, but you got to hear the whole thing, right? And so think of this.
Because I really wanted it to happen.
Think of this is no. Listen, you got to hear the whole thing. That this is the year of transformation, transformational energy, and so. These people could come in for old, unfinished business. And so you're already seeing there's difficulties, that there's problems, there's issues, you'd have to move, you want to move to get married, blah, blah, blah. And so that's already starting on a you complete me kind of energy, right? So you're saying to yourself, you're saying to the partnership that you're not whole, you're not complete without this other individual. And so if you are able to, with this individual, turn it around as far as saying, I'm complete, we complement each other, that we came in here, what did we come in and to meet each other up again, not to repeat old patterns, right? It's like, what is the core theme for this? What is the mirror? What's the theme? And the theme really has to do with both of you teaching you right to life issues, as far as the right to a good life, a happy life, and a supported life. And so, and just realize that there's a big mirrors that are happening. I'm talking about those in the class, and these mirrors are getting bigger and bigger every day. And I started seeing them in January, and they're absolutely affecting every single person on the space of Earth. And so we're either projecting a lot of fear and worse nightmare stuff, or we're reflecting our divinity and then having more flow and miraculous things happening in our life. And so these mirrors are here to help us not reflect our worst nightmares. But a lot of us have to go through that worst fear before we tap into that light part, and that goes into job and everything. So think of, just let go of outcome of bending forward and thinking, do I have to move? Do I have to do this? Just look at, okay, what's the core issue of these difficulties right now? What did we, why did he come back? And you're in the win-win situation of thinking, he came in, and if we could iron these things out, then we can, it's like you're two new people that are meeting. You're not the same person energetically or physically or anything. So when you met, and either is he. And so obviously, even though you weren't talking, there were still energy cords that were connecting you guys, and this is where people are connecting. So we might not have talked to somebody for 20, 30, 40 years, and people are connecting, but our energy tubes were talking to each other. And this is the year, just like I said to the previous caller, Julie, that we're bringing up our fears or our core issues. And so for us to disconnect from them, to say, I'm done with that program, and I'm done with that karmic pattern, I'm done with that deep-seated thing, and I'm turning off like a switch to that, and anywhere in my energy field that I'm draining energy to it consciously or unconsciously, I'm unplugging for it. And it's like taking this great big switch and unplugging from it. And then we have to follow through on it and to really learn to energetically support ourselves, meaning taking the concept that we are the divine, we are the angel having a human experience, and taking it beyond the mental level and start embodying that divinity and really feel that divinity going through our physical body and radiating it out from our physical vessels out to the universal grids. It creates new grounding cords for ourselves, and then it's like clears up the fog and the energetic static we can get in relationships, jobs, and all the other stuff. So think of that. The bottom line, you guys came here to act like tuning forks with each other to help you realize what is love, to help you love each other, to love yourself first, and then step into a partnership of that complementary love. So it's a real heart opener reunion, which is great. And so you can look at that. That's really good news. It's helping you to learn to love yourself.
It does have good possibilities.
It has, especially when you take it up to that complementary. And I heard my bell, so I got to go to the break. And so I'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to the Kara Connor Show.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we're with you to the top of the hour with open phone lines. You can call 1-Benny.
All right, I got you. It's 800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Did you write it down?
Yeah, well, I had my pad out where I write notes when I'm talking to the people, and so I put it over.
Uh-huh. I want results, Gary. I don't want excuses. No, it's okay. It happens from time to time. It's all right.
Yes,
it's all right.
It does.
Okay. I see. I get called off, too. Sometimes I don't have buttons pushed down, and I need to.
There you go.
All right. So let's take John. He's calling in from Seattle. He's going through some pain in his abs. I wonder if he's working out too much, because I know I need to work out on my abs, too.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, how are you, John?
Oh, pretty good. I've got pain in my abdomen, and it's not one location necessarily, but and it's not from overworking. I do work as like a handyman and whatnot.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you noticed it more the last 2 days, 2 weeks, or February in particular?
Comes and goes, and you know, uh-huh. I thought I pulled something, and so I lightened up, and I wear a back brace sometimes, and.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. I'm just asking what you see.
What I'm looking energetically, it's good that, first of all, that you're wearing the back brace. You first pulled me up to the liver spleen kind of energy, and those meridians are really slow right now, so they would absolutely bulk you up as far as it looks like a lot of excessive, great. It's almost like gas is trying to come up in and release itself, and part of it is literally old energy that's trying to go that absolutely could cause pain because that's what it does. I'd encourage you to look for liver detox because the liver is closed down. And again, I give energy exercises that opens up the meridians, including liver spleen energy. So anything that would strengthen the liver detox, and there's milk thistle is really good for pumping up the liver. And I actually went to a homeopathic person that was 20 something years ago, and she said everyone on this earth should be taking milk thistle or some sort of liver detoxer, even if they don't smoke, they don't drink, or they don't do any, whatever we all think of liver stuff is, because we're just not getting the nutrients that we
could get used to from the earth. And so that's the first thing I was tapping into. And again, spleen. Your spleen seems very weak and very watery to me. And that's there's different energy exercises. Even taking your hand and rubbing from underneath your chest all the way to your pubic bone, little circles will get that energy starting to go. And then when I go to, you said the back brace?
Yeah, that's just a wrap around. So it helps hold the. In case it was a hernia, I was just.
Yep. Because you do. I go down to like L5, L4, and there's a bulging, and that definitely is lower than where you're having the pain. But our body starts compensating, and your right side is definitely asymmetrical from your left side. So when the energy body starts splitting, we really definitely start having physical symptoms. And actually, what is the – and I also saw, again, gas X. And so a lot of times we can have a buildup of the gas energy that really can give us a lot of pain, especially when you're saying it comes and goes. So there's different homeopathy things that you could use for taking baking soda, half a tablespoon of baking soda with 4 ounces of water and lemon juice just for taste. Take that for a while and see if that will kind of soothe things out. And did you take some sort of test? Some doctor was asking you to take some test?
Not recently. Long years and years ago I did a test.
Okay. All right. Have you had a colonoscopy?
Okay.
How old are you?
I avoid 57. I avoid doctors, mainstream doctors. I'll go to a naturopath, but not big pharma type doctors.
Yes. So you haven't been to a naturopath with?
Not yet.
I would go to a naturopath just because I'm seeing different things that they could do to tweak up, you know what I mean, tweak you different things in. And actually, was there colon cancer on your dad's side of the family?
No.
Are you positive? This is what I'm going to say. There was colon cancer on your dad's side of the family because I'm reading it, and that could be like a grandmother, or I'm seeing a female that's coming in that could have been your grandmother or great-grandmother.
Well,
and I'm not saying that you have colon cancer, but the one thing about colonoscopies is that polyps eventually could turn into cancer, like even 10 to 20 years down the road. But there's, and that you're, because your right side keeps on blinking to me. A lot of times people cross over from, let's say, a heart attack, and they might not have known that they were in the fifth year of developing colon cancer. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't blow off having a colonoscopy, and especially when it's in a family history, and I'm seeing that you might have not known that it was in your history before.
Okay.
So again, I'm not saying that you have the cancer. Seeing that you could have a couple polyps that you do want to have that are just starting to like bud, and that's they are very asymmetrical. I mean, asymptomatic. They don't give us any symptoms. That's why the colonoscopies are necessary. But you might want to think about that as far as that. But talk to a naturopath, because again, I see them giving you some stuff and it's just like tweaking you up. And part of this is a real releasing, detoxing, because you're holding a lot of you're very empathic, and it's like you're picking up a lot of people's. Actually, a lot of grief is what it is. It has to do with grief and stored energy. So I'd absolutely make sure you do energetic exercises to put like a shield around you. You'll notice a difference. But getting those meridians going and even doing infinity eights over your stomach and moving that energy from side to side will help bring it down. And again, when I'm glad to hear that you're wearing some back support, because I do see that there's like a little bit of a bulging in that disc. Not that it's totally herniated. It looks like it's just about to kind of go there. So whenever you feel like any kind of back stuff, I would just make sure that you don't fool around with that. And part of that L3, L4 has to do with real money, finances, and support, and feeling energetically supported. All right?
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you very much,
You're
Carrie.
Welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, John, for calling in. And, Carrie, I think we have time for one more caller.
I think we do.
All right. Sounds good. Let's take Sherry. She's calling in from Kirkland. She's going through some tough times on paying her bills, like many Americans out there and international people, that's for sure. When will it turn around?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi. How are you, Sherry?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Good.
So what's going on?
Well,
trouble with the bills?
I'm in a situation where, my finances are not coming in as rapidly or as nicely as they have in the past, and I'm just wondering if there's something that you're seeing energetically that, is keeping me from achieving the financial success that I want.
Right. You know what's interesting, Sherry, is that I'm seeing your right hip. It looks very angular to me. So, and it's off balance. It's like your right hip is jetting out. and it's absolutely affecting the first and second chakra. And think of that jetting out part. Part of that is affects the second chakra, so that would be the money. Part of it's a defense mechanism that the energy pushed itself out, the right side did, to, like, get ahead and to just be able to feel that security, all that kind of energy. And then it's you want to make sure that you visually – literally feel the energy going back, especially the hip. When I see it, it's starting to get very sharp, like it looks like a Picasso picture. A lot of people's energies are doing that. It's like we're getting worn down. We're feeling tired. Then we have our own stuff going on. Then we pick up the collective fear of many, many people. And because we're all connected, there's no way that we can't be feeling it. But there is stuff that we could do to be able to get separate other people's stuff, to not exaggerate our fears. And I'm not, exaggerate is not the right word, but can make an affinity aids, ask for the exercise, do a grounding course. It's going to absolutely help you and open you up. And I hear my cue, and so I got to go. But Cheri, you'll be fine. Ask for the grounding exercise, and may everybody align with the divine. See you next week. You're listening to the Cara Connor Show.